listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We get to talk about international mission and short-term missions, particularly serving as a leader for short-term missions. We'll have that conversation in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, Pastor Richard Wellmer. He's pastor of University Lutheran Church at Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. Pastor Wellmer, welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Looking forward to chatting with you about your service as a team leader for a short-term mission trip, and we're going to learn more about that. Also joining us in studio today, Aaron Alter, Director of Short-Term Missions for LCMS Office of International Mission. Aaron, welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, short-term missions have a long history in the LCMS. How have international mission trips been a valuable part of your ministry to students where you serve?
It's been very, very worthwhile to be a part of. We've had individuals go from University Lutheran Church in the past. We had one actually serve for a year in Slovakia as a volunteer after she graduated, and that was a really rewarding experience for her. We've had one student that was pre-med, she went twice to Madagascar for a spring break trip as a medical missionary. She's in med school right now. And so it was very worthwhile for her and just really enriching to be a part of that missionary effort. And so now we've done domestic mission trips, but this is the first time we've done a group mission trip overseas. And so we're very excited about that. It looks like it's going to be a wonderful combination of education and then hands-on meeting people with locals and talking with them. And so we're really looking forward to it. It's just so important in opening the eyes of our students to really see that there are whole sections of this world that need the gospel. And you just kind of take it for granted here that, you know, there are churches on every corner or whatever, but we found that 70% of people in the Czech Republic are atheist. And so that will be an eye-opening experience for them. And it'll give them the opportunity to share the gospel in a relational way to people that they meet.
You mentioned a few students who have been on mission trips. How do you see these trips affect them as they move forward in their schooling and into their future vocations?
I think some of it has inspired them to consider full-time Christian service. And I know that, especially in the case with the medical missionary in Madagascar, that just really solidified her desire to become a doctor and to basically in pediatric surgery, I think. And so in that respect, it was really a life-changing thing for them. And so I think especially everyone in the group here that is going, it will really play a role in how they see the world, probably do some evaluating of their talents and how they can contribute in their vocation after they graduate from here. Some may even decide to go to the seminary. And so that's all possible. And I think this is an important process in making those decisions, going through the open doors that God provides. And so it's an exciting time for everyone. And it's been very worthwhile.
Now, you have a trip coming up very soon with your students. When you were first planning for a trip like this, what were your initial concerns about leading a team like this to serve internationally?
I think I was hoping that they would really see it as an opportunity to see the need for someone taking the gospel to a place that doesn't have it and not readily available. And rather than making it kind of an adventure trip for them, you know, I didn't want it to be like a tour group or something like that. And because you don't know what their expectations are when you first gather the team together, you put out the announcement that you're going to do this. And you hope that people come to it with the right motivation. And so it's been good. It's been a good process. We have some team meetings that we've been involved with and watching some videos, the short-term missionary people for the LCMS has provided some really good resources to use. And so we've done that. And I think it's really, you know, coming together, and they are seeing it as truly an opportunity to share the gospel and to really look at the world through missionary eyes.
Tell us more about the preparations that you've been able to do to lead a team into an international mission field.
It's been really a condensed process because we didn't really start thinking about this until probably October. And so in looking through some of the materials, it's, oh, do this 6 months ahead of time. We don't have 6 months. And so it was like, quick, let's get all together here. And I get your passports. We were praying that some people, you know, there were two people that didn't have their passports until, you know, applied in January. And we were thinking, oh boy, get them in time. But all of that kind of came together. So it's been kind of a hurry up type thing. But we've been able to have 4 team meetings so far. And each one has been very productive and worthwhile. You know, the first one was, everyone was just kind of wondering what was going to go on. But gradually, I think, you know, learning some of the Czech phrases and things like that, it was all very helpful and got them excited about going and realizing that they're going to be talking to people. it's just a tour group. That's basically the preparation, making sure everyone has all of their tasks completed. We get a regular update on what's needed that gets sent from the LCMS missions. And so that's very helpful to keep us on task. And I encourage everyone to act on those as soon as they see them. And so we've covered a lot of questions during the team missions, the meetings. So it's been a very exciting yet condensed process. I kind of wish we would have had some more time, but it's, you know, this is kind of the nature of the game when you're dealing with, you know, college semester schedule and everything like that. We got all of our team together, we had Christmas break, so we couldn't, everyone went away. And so we couldn't really talk about things. But we got it going. So, and people are ready, I think.
It sounds like, even though it's been a bit of a condensed schedule to prepare these things, all the logistical things are working out, that you've had an opportunity to address a lot of the things that logistically come into play when planning for an event like this. What about preparing your hearts for serving internationally? What have been some aspects of preparing the hearts of those who will be serving on this international trip?
Yeah, it's a very important aspect of preparation to prepare them for being a humble visitor to a different country, not acting like you're coming in there to save the world or anything like that, but you are there to engage in the culture, to help, to try to understand their culture and to relate to them. And so it's just going in with a humble heart and being open to whatever opportunities God leads us to in the Czech Republic. And in the towns that we're going to be visiting, we're going to be doing a lot of speaking with people as conversation partners and doing things with young people in a community center. And so, you know, trying to understand that culture, where they're coming from, is very important. And as I said, it's very eye-opening. And that's the kind of the key phrase is eye-opening. And that's really kind of the goal. And I'm sure that it's going to be beneficial for everyone.
We're talking about serving as a leader for LCMS short-term missions. We're talking with Pastor Richard Welmer today of University Lutheran Church at Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana, and Aaron Alter, Director of Short-Term Missions for LCMS Office of International Mission. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world. to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50 plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are talking with Pastor Richard Wellmer of University Lutheran Church in Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana, and Aaron Alter, Director of Short-Term Missions for the LCMS Office of International Mission, talking about serving as a leader for short-term missions. Pastor Wellmer, you've shared with us a bit about the preparations getting ready to lead this team on a short-term mission during spring break. College students taking time during their spring break to serve internationally. Now, you're taking a team. What about the students who will not be traveling and participating in the trip in that way? How will the students, the students who are part of University Lutheran Church, be supporting, encouraging? What role do they have in this short-term mission?
We've been encouraged everyone to be praying for in their preparation, and then also while they're there throughout their travel. We're going to be having a sending service on March 3rd. So that's the week before we leave. And I think everyone is aware of their going and really is supportive and encouraging them to be on that team and looking forward to hearing back from them what transpired, what kind of experiences they had. And so it's an exciting time for them too, I think. Realizing that a group of 10 people from our midst is going to do that.
In your preparations and conversations with the students that are going, what are some of the things that you've heard from them about their motivation for wanting to do this?
I think initially, when we first sat around the table and asked, you know, what are your expectations or why do you want to go? You know, one of the first answers was, I want to see a different part of the world. And that's kind of to be expected, but I think there was, you know, that interest in how missions work, and they really want to see something in action. And so here we're going to meet real life missionaries in the field. And I think that is going to be something that they'll enjoy and something that they were interested in. Besides having the adventure of traveling to another country, it's just a learning experience for them.
Aside from the challenges of planning a trip, maybe in a shorter time frame than mm-hmm. than typical like this, other challenges that you faced in preparing for this trip, and maybe it's because of the time crunch, or maybe it's because this is your first time traveling on an international trip. What are some of the challenges that you faced that you think you might learn from or that others might benefit from knowing about?
It would have been great to have just more time publicizing the fact that we might be going and getting people to think about what that means to go on a short-term mission trip, especially overseas. And so we gathered together pretty quickly to do that. And we had some people joining the team like in mid-January. And so that was, you know, that was a challenge to kind of get them in on everything and up to speed and focusing on being a team member. So that was a challenge and making sure that everyone had their passports, you know, keeping them. It seemed like every day there was another task that was sent from the Office of International Missions. And it's like, okay, well, make sure everyone does this. And so it was kind of like a daily thing. But everyone, you know, was good about it. And I think they handled it pretty well. So just handling all of those challenges of getting everyone on board and up to speed with everything in this short time frame, especially with the beginning of Lent, with preparation for midweek Lenten services, things like that. We also do a community service project in April that involves a couple hundred people. So it's a busy semester for me, and so it, it which would have been nice to have a little bit longer time. So if anyone's thinking about doing a mission trip, you know, think 6 months ahead of time. It will make things a little bit easier.
What have been some of the most helpful things for you as you prepare to travel?
I think the resources that are provided through the Office of International Missions, the suggestions for the team meetings are very good. We received all kinds of information about the country, and that's been, we get phrases that everyone's learning. And so we even have someone who's very good at languages. I think she's going to be our coach when we do the phrase drills. But that's all been good. And some even the videos were provided that we could view during our training team meetings, talking about Eurasia, missions in Eurasia. And so it's not just the Czech Republic, but we saw things going on in Germany and in the Baltic regions. So that was really, really good. And I think that really got them thinking about being a missionary and what it takes. And so I appreciate all of those things. It's very well organized and very helpful.
Aaron Pastor Wellmer has pointed out that there have been a number of resources that have helped him and the team prepare for their upcoming trip to serve in the Czech Republic. Tell us more about the ways that your team equips leaders and short-term mission teams like this.
Yeah, so we actually have we do have a process that, because we're sending out teams all the time, we've sort of standardized what that looks like, how we can sort of dole out the information, try our best to avoid overwhelming volunteers and teams with too much all at once. But there is a lot to do when you're preparing, especially if you are not yet familiar with that place and haven't served there before. So we have information that we like people to learn about. We sort of divide it up into six topics. We sometimes call them the buckets, six buckets. So there's the spiritual preparation, cultural preparation, the support, which includes fundraising but also like the sending service and getting involved, you know, involving the people who are not going with you in how they can, you know, encourage you, help in ways beyond just giving. That's one way, but there's other ways as well. There's also we want to prepare people to think about safety and security and what they should be considering along those lines. Just some of the practical details as far as like, here's when you should be buying your tickets and all of that sort of thing. And then there's one more bucket. And at this moment, yes. I was like, shoot, I'm counting on my fingers. I said there were six buckets. not there yet. Okay. And then the last one is just sort of project. So basically preparing for the actual trip, that what you'll be doing while you're there. In this case, a lot of what they're doing is learning, but I have observed that, you know, there are some assignments sort of coming along saying, hey, be prepared to, you know, share some pictures about yourself so that when we do this activity, we'll be able to put that up on the screen and that sort of thing. So
what should team leaders be thinking about, or people that are thinking about being team leaders, what should they be considering thinking about as they're looking at opportunities to serve in the future?
So one, consider, where is there a particular area that, you know, you're especially interested in? Sure. But if you are really open, then I love it when people are like, where could you use me? And then they take my advice, because we do have opportunities, and the opportunities that we share are ones where our fields have said, yes, this is where we need volunteers. This is where we can actually use the teams. This is going to plug into our larger strategy. So I love being able to make those connections. So having that sort of flexible attitude going into it with, sure, if there's something especially you're interested in, excellent, let's hear about that. But also the adaptability and the willingness to go where the field's need is, because we do want all of our short-term stuff to actually be supporting, building up the work that is happening internationally. Thinking, getting, Pastor Wolmer did an amazing job with, he was like, oh, it'd be nice to have more time to promote it. He rounded up. We're like, oh, he's got more teammates. Oh, well, we thought the team was set, but no, there's still more people coming. So even though he felt like it was a tight thing, he definitely was able to generate that excitement. And so being able to talk with people even before you have all the details and start sort of planting some of the seeds of, yes, we're thinking about this trip, I encourage you to think about going along is a great thing.
Yeah. It sounds like adaptability and flexibility are his strengths as well.
It sounds like
it's needed for leaders of teams like this.
It is. We love to see it. It's there for you, Pastor Wolmer.
Well, you have to have that when you're serving in a university setting, right?
You're right. There's a lot of overlap.
Pastor Wolmer, tell us a little bit about it. You said you had a sending service on March 3rd and you're getting ready to leave. Your team leaves on March 9th. Is that correct? It's very soon. What do you think will be, what it'll be like finally setting foot on land where you've not been before, but you've been preparing for months?
I'm sure it'll just be a thrilling thing. And I mean, just kind of announcing the flight itinerary was exciting for them. And so, you mean we have to go to Amsterdam before we do this? And so I know they're not going to be setting foot on Amsterdam soil, but still, it just like the, you know, it's probably the first time that some of them have been on an international trip and traveled internationally. Some of them are experienced, but some are not. And so it's just going to be very exciting to finally get there and the group. We're all traveling together on the same flight and everything. And I think that is just going to build a lot of camaraderie and just kind of a team feeling, building each other up that way and just being ready to hit the ground running once we get there. Because I just saw this actual schedule today and saw that, wow, we're going to be pretty busy, but it's going to be a very wonderful trip. I think they've really balanced the time between free time, education, actually interacting with the people there. And so I think it's going to be a fantastic experience. So excitement is the major thing. I think they'll be, well, not counting jet lag. I've traveled before. No, it's a lot worse going east. And then when they're 6 hours ahead, they're going to be very tired and cranky, I think, that first day. But they'll still be excited, I'm sure.
Well, we look forward to catching up with you and your team upon your return and hearing the stories about your service in the Czech Republic with your short-term team. Aaron, how can teams like Pastor Wolmer's team learn more about opportunities to serve?
So our website, servenow.lcms.org, has all of our opportunities that are currently requested by the field. I will tell you, 2004 is pretty full. There,
and 2024.
So I said, yeah, 2024. It's that full that I can't even keep straight what year it is. So it is, we're booked. But if, like Pastor Wolmer, you want to have plenty of time to be thinking and planning, now's the time to, you can still look at what's out there and say, okay, this is the type of thing. Start thinking about it and think about it for 2025. There's going to be a lot of opportunities there. So you can look at the website, get an idea of the type of service that's out there. You can check out our social media on Facebook and Instagram, LCMS International Mission. To see examples of teams that are serving. We like to highlight stories of how short-term service has played out in the field. That'll give you more ideas of the type of work that you could do. And then reach out. Give me a call or send me an email, and I'd love to chat.
Our guest today, the Reverend Richard Wilmer, pastor of University Lutheran Church at Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. Pastor Wilmer, thanks so much for being our guest.
You're welcome.
And Aaron Alter, Director of Short-Term Missions for the LCMS Office of International Mission. Aaron, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Showing support for KFUO is now easier than ever. You can sport a KFUO shirt, swag, or even socks by visiting our online store. Go to KFUO.org/store and order high-quality KFUO-branded merch. You no longer need to wait for our annual share-a-thon for a chance to show your KFUO spirit. Visually share and wear this ministry out in the world by checking out our selection. Every purchase helps to support our proclamation of Christ for you, anytime, anywhere. Go to KFUO.org/store.